when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world. You'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio family members out there that are tuned in. And also, hello to all you people that hate our guts. As long as you're listening, you know, like old Sam says, there's no such thing as bad publicity. So if you hate our guts, spread the word loud and clear everywhere to the four winds. Maybe we'll pick up some new listeners. Anyway, just in case you wonder where you are, where I am, you're listening to Blood River Radio. We are the only radio network in the United States and probably in the whole world that we have dedicated ourselves solely. We swore on the altar of God to fight against global white genocide that's in play right now. It's been going on for years and years, for really centuries, really. But in modern days, probably since the war between the states. But it's really picked up speed, as you well know. That's what we're here to do. And just in case you'd like to know what the date is, folks, it is July the 29th. And if you're our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, who came to earth to pay for the sin price for all of us. And it's a free gift. All you have to do is, like the John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. It's that simple, folks. But like I said, you're listening to Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and we have a great guest on tonight. And people, you know the drill. So we're going to get our great guest. In fact, I'm going to have to reverse order from what I said just a minute ago, reverse myself. We always say the prayer before we do anything. So we're going to get our great guest, and we'll get him briefly just to explain who this great guest is. We'll let him tell, because he's a lot more educated than I am, and he can speak and see a lot clearer than I am. So, honored guest, tell the people who you are and give a little quick bio before you say the prayer.
Okay, well, Eddie, this is Jason Robb. I've been on your show a few times in the past. I really appreciate you for inviting me. I'm an attorney here in Harrison, Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas. I'm an attorney here for about 20 years. Been raised as a white nationalist. My father is Pastor Thomas Robb, who's the national director of the Knights Party and the senior pastor of the Christian Revival Center. And our whole family love and desire to continue to spread what we call a wonderful white Christian message to our lost brothers and sisters. And we love trying to reach our people, trying to educate them, trying to warn them about the evils of the world and what this Marxist government is attempting to destroy our people. And so we are here in the Ozarks trying to do our part. And so that's kind of a just short synopsis, and I'm sure we'll probably talk more a little bit later about this.
Yes, we will. Well, if you will, if you don't mind, Jason, and Jason's like a spirit son of mine. He really is. We connect the very first time I saw Jason. I picked him out amongst all the people out there, and just it's just been one of those things. You see people you instantly connect with. And we don't have many people say the prayer on the show other than me, but you know what? Well, I'll be honored, Jason, and I know he's a hardcore Christian. He's a believer. So he has agreed to be gracious enough to lead off with a Blood River Radio prayer. So anytime you're ready, Jason, go ahead and let it rip, fella.
All right, I appreciate it. So, dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this day. We're thankful that we can come here to be on this radio show, Blood River Radio. We're honored and blessed that you have given us an opportunity for the next 3 hours to show a concern about what's happening to our country and to our race. We're thankful that we have a God that's a faithful God, a God that is a merciful God, a God that never turns away from his people. We're thankful that every day we can wake up and we pray that we can just be faithful to you, Jesus. We pray that we can be faithful to our racial kindred brothers and sisters. And every day we just pray that when we get out of bed, we can remember that we have a awesome God, a merciful God, and we pray all of this in your holy and precious name. Amen.
I certainly appreciate that, and I'd like to say also, amen, amen, amen. That's a wonderful prayer. And it may take a little long, but there's a scripture I've kind of wanted to read to the audience, to our listeners. It's kind of one of my favorite scriptures. It's a little bit long, but be patient if you don't mind, because it's really hard-hitting. And this kind of tells all about why you have no reason, no excuse. Once you die and you go before the judgment, you can't say, oh, God, I never did. No one ever. There was never a preacher. There was no scripture to read, et cetera, et cetera. So I should be excused for not believing in God. But here's what scripture says. I'm going to go to 1 Romans. I'm going to start at verse 18. And I'm going to go through to verse 32. Here's what it says. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which was made be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. See that? He's talking about all the wonderful creation that he's made, like the waves, the trees, the birds, the mountains, the volcanoes, the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing, this is one of my favorite parts, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image likened to the corruptible man and to the birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. He's talking about idols. Wherefore, God also gave them up to the uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And here's where he's going to tell you where the homosexuals came from. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Believe it or not, people, I'm a little bit over halfway through. For this cause, here comes the reason how homosexuals came into being. This is verse 26. For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use unto which that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one another toward men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met. And even as they did, and you could say met could be pronounced probably better as received. They received that recompense. They received the judgment. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceitful, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters. You get I won't read the rest of the thing, but you get the picture. That's there. You have no excuse. You can't. When you die, folks, you better get your act together, because not that I'm a holy, holy, but you're all saved by the grace of God. You're saved by grace, and this is if I'm remembering it right. You're saved by grace and grace alone. Through faith, for at least any man should boast. For even their good deeds are likened to the eyes of the Lord. Glory be to God. So that's so much for the reading tonight, folks. I just had the urge to do that after Jason. Thank you.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with managed IT services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say somebody.
Dear Blood River Radio family, hey, the gremlins hit again, man. I don't know what happened. I'm thinking, you know, our internet got knocked out today and last week, you know, and here's the weird thing. And I do believe in conspiracy. I'm a conspiracy, factual hunt down conspiracy. Everything is conspiracy. But even my damn phone went out. I had to shut my phone down. I think I was telling Jay this. My phone went out, so I brought it back. But anyway, folks, we're getting our guest back. He's coming back. And this is just doing live radio. This stuff happens. Especially, I may be wrong, but especially when you have a hot, fiery radio program like ours that tells the truth. We go places where no other radio program will go. We don't call ourselves a show for a reason. We call ourselves like a radio free broadcast. You know, when we said on the beginning of the program, when we come on, we always say we're the only radio. So we call it a white civil defense organization. That's what we are, fighting against global white genocide. And we name the Jew, and we name the feral animal blacks. We name all this stuff. We give solutions. That's why we're being attacked all the time. Anyway, without that, I just found out, dear Nancy called in. She said she heard the prayer. The prayer came across from Jason, my spirit son, and she said that the scripture I read came across. So we're going to hand the torch back off to Jason, and he's going to talk about the scripture, the prayer, anything he wants to, and then we can get into the hot news. Nancy will be coming on in the second hour, by the way. And third hour, we got another guest coming on. We had to do a battle plan because things happen so fast. Some of our people got arrested, one just yesterday, one day before, from the blowback of Charlottesville. I mean, they're arresting people like crazy. Anyway, that's just wanted to give the people, let our family member know what happened. Our whole internet, even my phone, got knocked out for a while. Anyway, back to you, Jason. I'm sorry for that that inconvenience, but you know, Lizzie. Yeah, Lizzie and Jay worked.
I thought after you read that scripture, it was a very good scripture, that the enemy, like, oh, we can't have that.
That's, you know what, it's exactly, I'm glad you mentioned that before I shut up, before I go back to you. I don't know if you know this or not, one of the little news tidbits I have here, you know, Rupert Murdoch, that Satanist, I think he lives in Australia, he owns Fox News, he owns, God only knows, he's a multi-billionaire. Just to show you who we're up against, he's a multi-billionaire, and did you know he has a program in his organization where any of his employees, if they will donate, get this, to the SPLC or to a satanic organization, get this, if they donate to a Satanist church, a Satan-worshipping organization, his company will match the donations, Jason. I guarantee you. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if he would match donations to Blood River. But anyway, that's who we're up against. We're up against, one more scripture, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spirit of evil, of darkness and evil, and you know, the powers of darkness and the spirit of evil in high places. Anyway, back to you, Jason. Go ahead. Take off where you want to go, son.
I completely agree with you. I mean, that is something that, I mean, as you're well aware, whenever we are trying to spread this wonderful message to our people out there, that we are trying to reach our people, it takes, you know, so many people to support a good cause, and a good radio program like yourself, to really spread the truth out there. And our enemy is highly financially supporting themselves, and people that listen to this radio program really needs to, you know, continue to contribute to you, donate to you, to this radio program, because it is vitally important to have shows like this out there, to let other people know what's going on. You know, I always tell people, our racial cause, no, we're not supported by major Fortune 500 companies. You know, we're supported by men and women that loves our race and our Christian religion, and so that's why it's vitally important that people really, you know, put their pocketbooks where their mouth is at. You know, people can support people all day long just through words and deeds, but they need it through money. That's kind of like the oil that runs the ship, and that is very, very important, because I don't think you've gotten any million-dollar donations from any major corporations recently. Have you, Eddie?
It's been at least a month.
Yeah, at least a month. But that's why it's just really important, you know, that the show continues on. So I always like to make sure people are aware that it takes a lot of time, effort, your own money. I mean, I know you have some good, you know, contributors out there that are keeping this program going. And so I think that's just something that really needs to, can't be overemphasized.
God bless you for mentioning that. You know, also, we didn't get a chance, you know, Jason, after, you're solely right, so right. you know, they say money is the mother's milk of politics. And that's true. I don't like to panhandle for money, but we just got back from South Carolina, for instance. We were up there for 3 days. And I was up there with Sam Bushman, who's he's the owner of Liberty News Radio. Without Sam Bushman putting up with us, there's not many people, I guarantee you, not many radio networks would syndicate our program like this. So Sam Bushman needs to get all the accolades he can get. But just for instance, and that's the first, you know, that's the first time we've been on the road. So we went to Pine Level, Alabama last year. And it is very expensive. If you want to go on the road, do anything. Airtime is very expensive. Everything costs money. But and with that, I don't want to forget our donors. Here's our donors for last week. We had Old Biscuit. Biscuit in Florida. He's one of the, I'll tell you what, that guy is the, he's one of the workhorses here. If he was a male, female, he'd be a bell cow. But he is the bell bull, we call him. Yeah, he's the guy every week, month in, month out. We also have a fellow, I call him Big Ben, from Lynbrook, New York. Lynbrook, New York. By the way, Biscuit is in Florida. He's listening probably, hope, today. The guy makes great sacrifices to support us. We only have a handful of really regular donors. And Biscuit and Big Ben, Ken from Lynbrook, New York, is another one. And you can set your watch by him. That's why I call Ken, that's why I call him Big Ben, like the Big Ben clock in London. But thank you so much, Biscuit, and thank you so much, Ken, and thank you so much for all of our other wonderful donors, because just like Jason said, without that, I couldn't finance this by myself. Lord have mercy, I'm on Social Security now, and damn lucky to be able to get that. Everybody knows my battles about the IRS are legendary. But anyway, Jason, there's a big doings coming up over Labor Day weekend. I was just talking to James about it just today. Tell us about something before we forget about the Knights Council up there going to happen, and tell us all about it.
Yeah. So we have this Labor Day weekend, September 1, 2, and 3. We have on Labor Day weekend, we have what's called the Knights Party Family Congress. It's the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, but it's the Knights Party. We kind of use that for short, the Knights Party Family Conference. It's located in Harrison, Arkansas. It's just outside of Harrison. I hear the music.
Uh-oh.
We'll start up again afterwards.
We're going to get going in a minute, Jason. I guarantee you, buddy. So hang on, folks. We'll be right back after this brief commercial break.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Five people were wounded in a shooting at a Seattle community outreach event Friday night.
The actual shooting started in the parking lot of what is formerly known as the King's Donut, just right to the right of me. The shooting actually focused their efforts on an area where it was actually a community event going on.
Two victims are listed in critical condition. Seattle Police Chief Adrian Diaz says dozens and dozens of shots were fired. Former President Trump denies any wrongdoing amid additional charges in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. The latest indictment claims he asked employees to delete security footage following a grand jury subpoena. Trump said in a radio interview that he handed over the tapes despite not believing it was mandatory. He also accused the Justice Department of attempting to intimidate his employees into fabricating lies about him. Congress is on August recess, and the battle over government funding is delayed until mid-September. The House passed one appropriations bill, but none have cleared the Senate. To prevent a government shutdown, leaders from both chambers must resolve significant differences.
The House ought to look to the bipartisan Senate as to how to get things done, instead of just throwing out partisan bills that have no chance.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said they are worlds apart in the appropriations process. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy emphasized his focus is on finding common ground to avoid a shutdown. The nationwide heat wave is not quite over yet. More than 150 million Americans were under heat advisories heading into this weekend from California to New York. The heat index in cities like New York, Washington, and Philadelphia soared into the triple digits with nighttime lows 10 degrees hotter than normal. The Mega Millions jackpot is now past the billion-dollar mark. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing. That means Tuesday's jackpot will be worth just over $1 billion. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, some men you can't be reached, and communication does be a problem sometimes, but we're getting her done, buddy. Thank you. We have an ace crew down there in Florida that got us back on through all the hell, all the attacks against us, got us on. And anyway, we're going right back live. We just got a note from Peter Scoop Stanton. He used to be our another little note right here. It came from Jake. But anyway, Peter Scoop said he wants to know if he wants to call him. We might be able to get time to get him calling for a segment later. We're pretty booked up for the night, though, Scoop. But I tell you what, Scoop, we'll make room for you, buddy, except by the second hour probably. But we have a lot of business we need to get out of the way right now. We go right back to Jason, my spirit son in Arkansas. And he's a precious guy. His whole family, I love his family to death. And before I cannot leave out the mother. I think the mother is the bell cow of that operation over there. She is you don't see her hard. She never says anything. She gets everything done. I'm an early riser. She makes the best coffee on earth when I'm over there. And I always get up in Tom Bowie and me always sat on the porch and drink coffee. But anyway, the mother, she is a workhorse, man. Anyway, I'm going to shut up and go right back to you. Jason, go ahead and take it before you work, son.
That's coming up on Labor Day weekend. That's September 1, 2, and 3. It's being held outside of Harrison at our church, the church grounds. It's about, if anyone knows where Branson, Missouri is, it's about 30 miles south of Branson, Missouri, just crosses the border in Arkansas. But we have 100 acres here that we have the Soldiers of the Cross Bible camp, and on that we have the Knights Party headquarters, and then we have the Christian Revival Center church. And so we have it's a private area, private facility that we hold church every Sunday, and then we have 2 years. We have our Faith and Freedom Conference that we had just back in April, and then, of course, Labor Day weekend we have our Congress. And we have a great lineup of speakers. We have, of course, Pastor Thomas Robb, my father. We have Rachel Pendergraf. We have Steve. I won't say his last name, but he's over from Oklahoma. Myself. We will have Henry Stout from Texas coming up to speak.
He's a fireball.
And we also have one of our members from recruiters from California. And then we usually will have a couple other recruiters speaking as well. It's a two-day full event. It usually starts Friday around 3, 4 o'clock. And it's all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And then on Sunday evening, we have our traditional cross lighting, which is really nice because being in the Ozarks and in the mountains, you kind of spiritually, until someone really sees it and witnesses it, you just can't explain it. But it's always nice, cool evening. Steve, who's a pastor over in Oklahoma, comes, and he's one of our speakers, but he's a very, very good singer, and he always sings the old Rugged Cross. Well, we have the cross lighting, and it really is a family event that we want people to come here to just be calm and kind of be out in the nature, away from, you know, the big city life, and be able to rejuvenate and get recommitted to this great cause that we're involved in. So when they leave, they can go back to their communities and really be on fire to help awaken our people, you know, to evangelize our people, our white Christian people. You know, our people out there, they know something's happening. They know the genocide. They know what wrong exit to get off of when they're driving through a town. And so they know something's going on. And so we want people to be able to come here, listen to some speakers, to be around other family members, just to you know, be able to enjoy the nature out here in the country in the Ozarks. And like I said, when they leave, you know, go back to their lives and really be on fire. And so the facility we have here is really a great facility. We have a church. We have a couple cabins, men's cabin, the women's cabin. We've just added a dinner hall, dining hall, I should say. And we're still working on it, but we have it all enclosed now. And so now if it rains, we don't have to worry about, you know, being rained on. So we have just a nice facility here. We are also, we have, like I said, the Knights Party headquarters where people join. They the membership applications run through that. We send them the all the materials for becoming a member. And then we also have what's called a Christian Revival Research and Development Center that we are building. We have the outside all done, the inside. This building is really something that we are looking at long term, because it will consist of school rooms or classrooms, I should say, for people that graduate from high school, going to college. They can come here kind of being properly trained about the racial movement for the past 100 years, kind of letting them know, you know, who's behind the destruction of our race and our culture, how we can deal with it, you know, by maybe talking to the media, talking to, you know, family members and friends to be educated, and from a Christian aspect. And then we have, in that, we have a video room, we have a library, and a couple offices space in there that's for the staff members. So we are in the process of doing that. And so this campground that we have, we've been working on it for over 20 years. Everything we do, we look at a long-term effect. We know that this is a long-term struggle, long-term fight. And so, you know, Congress that we have up, we've been doing this here in those arcs for over 30 years. And so all our family members are dedicated to our race and our Christian religion. We have a desire and a zeal to be a witness to our people. And, you know, my dad always says, you know, it doesn't matter if anyone listens. It all matters that we ourselves are dedicated to our people and to our race and to our God. Because at the end of the day, when we die, you know, we have to face our Lord and Savior. No one else does. And so we, you know, every day, that's why we always say every day when we wake up, first thing we need to be praying is that we remain faithful to this cause. And so that's something we try to stress in all of our meetings, our events, our publications, everything we do, is trying to stay positive. There are people that are looking, people are searching, and we don't know what we say and what we do that will help them come towards our direction and help enlighten them and give them hope. And so that is something that we always stress at our conferences, to give encouraging words. And so anyone that is interested or looking at maybe come to Congress, they can call 870-427-3414, and they can call and we can give them more information, and we can give them, directions how to get here and everything else. This year, all the food is going to be by no donation only, so there will be no cost whatsoever. So if people show up, they can have meals are all provided. We just ask for a donation. And if they're wanting to stay in one of the men's or women's cabins, bunk beds, just give us a call as well, and hopefully we will have some beds we can reserve for that person. And so it's a great family event. We have great families that come here with children. Some events, is more geared towards men, but we believe that this is a family fight. You have to have the family involved in everything you do in this struggle, because the enemy wants to separate the women and the children from the men. And the women are just as important in this cause than the men as well. And so we try to tailor everything we do towards the family.
You did a marvelous job, Jason. And I'm going to read one more scripture if people don't mind. And you said something about courage, I believe. We're getting ready to go to a break. But I'll cut through that verse, and we'll go on to the meat of this program. As soon as we come back, Miss Break, folks. Be right back.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Boy, that gorilla is after my heart. I tell you, I say that almost every shot. I love that gorilla, man. I tell you what, that you can say he's kind of a little bit rough around the edges, but the dude knows. He knows, like I've always said, law is whoever has the biggest guns. I mean, let's just get to it. But anyway, let's tell the truth. Jason said something that really spoke to my heart. And, you know, I'm going to these Bible verses today. But we were talking about the fearful and the cowardly. I'm going to read you one quick verse, and we'll talk about it just a little bit, folks. If you go to your Bible, I like the King James Version, not the New King James, but the old reliable King James. Revelation 21, verse 8. Listen to this carefully, because to the very first word. But the fearful, which is cowardly, the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idlers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So people, like Jason pointed out, his father was talking about not long ago, giving a scripture. His dad's a minister. The fearful, the cowardly, they're the first ones that God's naming. He's the very first one. So if you're a coward and you're in here with some pretty bad family, folks, a pretty bad group, and you better come around and thinking, and we're going to go back to Jason, and Jason's going to tell you, he explained exactly what our idea is when we talk about a fearful and a coward. Go ahead, Jason, tell them a little bit about what we talked about in the break about our idea of what a coward is.
Yes, so I was saying during the break, Eddie, that you know, my dad actually had spoken on a sermon on this just a few weeks ago about this part of this passage. So I was really liked when you had quoted this. But he had mentioned, you know, the fearful is the very first thing that is quoted here. And the fearful, how we look at it, and you study scripture, fearful are those people that are believers. They know what's happening. They know what's going on with the destruction of their people and their race and their culture. They know that their Lord and Savior, the Christian religion. They know all this. This is something that it's not like they don't know. These are people they do know. And so when they are afraid and they're fearful, which is basically cowardly, they are basically not willing to be vocal about it. They're not willing to be participants about it. They're not willing to do anything whatsoever to help awaken our people. And it doesn't mean a person have to be, you know, out on the streets or anything like that, but they have to be actively involved. They have to be engage in the struggle in some form or fashion. And when you're fearful and you know the truth and you decide not to do anything whatsoever, then you're really denying the power of God. You're denying his authority, his kingship authority on this earth. And you're basically saying that the enemy, Satan, the Jewish Pharisees out there, that they are all powerful, they are all in control. And that's why fearful is the very first one that is put in here, because after all of that are those that basically deny and are enemies to the laws of God. And so that's something we really need to think about, is that we can't be fearful. You know, we're always going to be somewhat afraid. But if it gets to the point where we actively stop being engaging regarding the struggle of trying to preserve our race and our culture, trying to preserve our Christian religion, when we stop doing that mentally and, like I said, even physically, then that's where we are basically allowing the enemy to take over and basically usurping God's laws and his kingship authority. So that is why we say every day, when we wake up out of bed, we got to pray that we remain faithful to God and remain faithful to our people.
You know, Jesse, I'll tell you what, you explained that so well. Usually when we open the prayer, one of the things we always pray for is for God to give our people wisdom and discernment to know who the enemy is, what, you know, how we are to go about fighting this enemy, and to above all, give us, besides just wisdom and discernment, to give us the courage. Do not, we always say, put it this way, we say, always, never let us fail to ride to the sound of the gunfire. Always yes. give us give the courage, the wisdom and discernment to know who the enemy is, and we all know who he is, and to give us the courage to ride, even if we die. I mean, if even if we die in battle, we want to have courage to do that. You explain it in such a wonderful way. And, you know, if we do have some of our, in our website, I remember we did this website going on 6 years ago now. As a matter of fact, we did the, we had the website where we were working on that before, way before we went on the air. I put on there, I'm sure, don't check my grammar, it's not that great, I'm an ORN, but we put on there, we don't want to fool, we don't want to have any truck with the so-called cowardly alt-right who run to the high grass at the first gunshot. For instance, just Charlottesville, after Charlottesville, I think the League of the South, the, all the groups that went there, is maybe the only group left standing, visible, the visible groups. You know, so many people have deserted us. I know people that were, I thought were hard friggin' core. They're wanting to come on and be a co-host, and now they won't even answer my phone call. But you summed that up perfectly. And I can give people some hope. I can tell you, people, if you will go over to this great Congress, I've been there several times, intend on going this year, if there's any way possible. But I'm going to tell you what, it's not only is this the most relaxing atmosphere, I know you're going to be shocked, but you're going to be over there with a bunch of like-minded brethren. Everybody over there, they're going to be pretty much like we think on Blood River Radio. You're not going to see any wackos, any communists over there. You're not. You're going to see all people. All these people are going to look like you. And to, I'm going to tell you what, my favorite part, and Jason mentioned this a minute ago, the cross lighting, you have to experience it. It is spiritual. It's godly. There's nothing like you're in the slap dab, I mean slap dab in the middle of the Ozark Mountains of northwestern Arkansas. The air is crystal clear. It's clean. It's always cool. I've never been there when it was blazing hot. It might be. But when that cross is lit, and we'll get Jason to explain the why we light the cross in a minute. We don't burn the cross, you light it. But when that cross is lit, and the pastor from Oklahoma sings that old rugged cross like I have never heard anybody sing it. If there's 1 ounce of courage in your body, if it's just a spark of courage that hadn't been gone all the way out, it will come into a flame. It's spiritual. Chills go up and off over my body. And that's why, I'm going to shut up in a second. That's why our enemy, and we all know the enemy is the eternal Jew. It's that we always say this almost every program. It's the same Jew that Jesus Christ was talking to in St. John 8, chapter 8, verse 44. He looked at them in the eyes and he told them, and these are these wonderful Jews that my Southern Baptist friends worship. He looked them in the eyes. He said, told them, he said, you are of your father, the devil. He came to kill, to steal, to lie, to pillage, to murder. He said the truth is not in him. He cannot tell the truth. He is the father of all lies. When he speaketh, he speaketh the lie on his own. Anyway, if you go over there, I can promise you, if you don't feel tinges, if you don't get chills in your body, and you don't get some courage, you're dead. You're not one of us. That's all I have to say. Well, and before we go to the break, I'm going to go. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, the cross is an old Christian religion. It was used in Scotland, and it was adopted by the Klan. And the symbolism of the cross is basically to repel darkness. That's it's signifying Jesus Christ dying on the cross for us and our people and our sinful nature. And that it dispels darkness, and that's why it's an old Christian symbol. If you look at the symbol of the Methodist Church, the Presbyterians, they had the symbol of a lighted cross, and so the Klan just actively uses that symbol as a traditional service, not a religious service per se, but as a symbolism where we actively, you know, light the cross to dispel darkness. And the Klan used that in order there's some incidences, you know, when the Klan was originally founded in 1865, that was used as a warning call to other Klans across the counties and stuff like that, let them know when there's tyranny involved and in their areas. And so it's just a traditional symbol, a Christian symbol. We've actually had reporters from Scotland when they would come over here that says that, you know, the Ozarks kind of reminds them of Scotland, just out the layout, the land, and everything else. And we've had numerous Scottish reporters over the years that have come here and they have said the same thing, that the Ozarks just reminds them of Scotland. If anyone's been over in Scotland, I can tell you it does look like the Ozarks. And so when you're here in the Ozarks and you see it's at nighttime and you hear the, you know, the whippoorwills and the crickets, and it's a nice, cool weather, and you see the cross, and then Steve singing the old rugged cross. I mean, it really stirs that fire in you and really makes you to really think about how great of a cause that we are involved in and how important we are. And that is something that we sometimes neglect, that how important we are. You know, you had mentioned Romans, Eddie, and in Romans 12, it talks about we are a member body. We have we have many members in this cause. Some can come on the radio show. Some can support it. Some people are in the background, you know, keeping the radio show on. Others are supporting financially. But there are things that every person that loves our people and our race, our culture, can do. And so never sell yourselves short of thinking that I can't do something. You can do something. And so the Congress is just a really great time to really renew our spirit, because we are involved in some evil days upon us.
Yes.
The Bible says that Jacob's trouble, and we're involved in some evil and wicked days, spiritual high places that we're fighting. And we have to be positive, and we have to rely on Jesus Christ in everything we do.
Well, if people are transitioning to the second hour, Jace is going to hold on. And before we go, this is why they hate the cross. This is King Jace. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. That's why they hate the light, the lighted cross. Be right back, folks. Going to the second hour.